Hi, Lynn. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I really thank you for your radio program and your newsletter. And if anyone is not getting your newsletter, they really should. It's such a low cost and has such great information. But that
thank
is
you,
why
ma'am.
I called. I called because I finally got some AC carbamide, but I've forgotten what it was for or how to use it.
Okay, well, what it's mostly used for, I wouldn't say completely, but what it's mostly used for is glaucoma. It helps with restoring the more normal fluid balance. Now, that's just one thing it's used for. However, since that's what I mainly recommend it for, I don't recall other uses. Do you have any trouble with glaucoma, ma'am?
Well, yes. Last test that I had for my eyes, it didn't show up, but before a test a couple of years ago, it did say, the doctor did say that it was starting. So, and that I did have a little bit too much pressure. So evidently that is why I bought it. I forgot.
There you go, ma'am. Okay. And as far as how many to use, if it's just starting, a couple of them a day is usually enough. However, I do need to mention one other thing that's important for everybody who might be getting glaucoma or already has it. And that is that a magazine called Science reported some research in April of 2017 about glaucoma. Now, this research was done with experimental animals, but since then, I've had folks try it, and sure enough, it works for a lot of people. They had these little mice that were bred, I'm not kidding, they deliberately bred them to get all of them to get glaucoma before they died. Oh, what would you do that to a mouse for, even? I don't know, but they did. And so here's these generations of mice who went blind before they died, and they're used for glaucoma, glaucoma research, of course. All right, so they went blind from their glaucoma if they didn't do anything. So what did they do? They give another generation of these little mice when they were born niacinamide, ma'am. We're back to niacinamide. Keep coming back to that one. I'll explain why after a while. And 91% of those mice did not get glaucoma before they died in this case. The niacinamide had forestalled it in 91% of the mice. Now, how does it do that? Well, it's the same as it does for osteoarthritis. It gets inside the cell, the cartilage cells for osteoarthritis, the eyeball cells for glaucoma, and it's turned into NAD and something called NADH, and that, ma'am, stimulates the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the major energy for every cell in the body. And so, apparently, with those little mices, they're taking niacinamide. They got more energy in their eyeball cells, and their eyeball cells could keep the pressure regulated better. But here's the other thing that I keep telling folks. If we need niacinamide for more ATP in those cells over here, we need it for more those cells over there, too. And we get every cell in the body a little bit more energy. And that is why niacinamide has also been found to increase longevity. Because if we have more energy in every cell in the body, all over the body because of extra niacinamide, why, we're likely to live a little longer, aren't we? Sure. So I'll quit carrying on like that, ma'am. But I would consider also AC carbamide and niacinamide can go together. They never hurt anything together or separately. But I'd consider getting yourself a trial with niacinamide too, ma'am, because it sounds as if your eyeball cells need more, just like it did in little mice. And in your family, is there any type 2 diabetes anywhere?
No, there isn't. But
I'm glad to hear that.
I have been, thanks to you, taking my niacinamide for about a month and a half now. And so I'm really, that's gotten to be a habit. So I am glad about that. And I don't know if it's made me feel a little more energetic, but something has. So maybe that's what it is.
That's a possibility, ma'am, because it's exactly one of the many things niacinamide does is re-energize the cells.
Well, thank you very much. I just so much appreciate your knowledge and your sharing it with us.
Well, thank you for calling in so we could both get it out to everybody, okay? Thank you.
All righty.